Hello friends, welcome to your very own Nutri Mantra. Today we will be talking about our dear humble cup of tea. Some people swear by their morning cup of tea. Some are self-proclaimed tea lovers. And for some, it is the only way to get through their exams or meetings. But did you know that this tea can have multiple therapeutic benefits as well? Yes, it has. So friends, I will now tell you about benefits of various herbal teas. To start with, peppermint. Peppermint tea aids in digestion and is antiviral. Chamomile tea is soothing, so is valerian tea. Hibiscus tea lowers blood pressure. Green tea is anti-cancer and also aids in weight loss. Jasmine tea relieves tension. Oolong tea delays aging and aids in weight loss. Rose tea is also anti-aging and anti-stress. White tea has benefits for bones and joints. Red tea improves concentration and is anti-diarrheal. Colic tea aids in weight loss and also helps with colds and coughs. Rosemary tea improves memory and mood. And of course, our very dear regular black tea with or without milk. It is said that tea drinkers get less colon, bladder and lung cancers and less of heart disease. So my dear friends, a thought must be crossing your mind now that our regular cup of tea has got caffeine, and you would have heard a lot of negative things about caffeine. But rest assured, caffeine in small amounts is not that harmful. It can in fact increase your alertness and give you a boost of energy. It might improve exercise performance. It may slightly boost weight loss or prevent weight gain. In a research published in the journal Cancer Research, it was found that tea can also reduce the risk of developing basal cell carcinoma. So these are several pluses of caffeine which can actually help you. I would also like to add one important thing here, that in children, caffeine takes more time to get broken down and eliminated from the body compared to adults, increasing the availability and its possible negative effects on the body. Its intake has also been linked to hyperactivity in children. So, caffeine should ideally be avoided in children, those prone to stresses or sleep problems, those suffering from acidity, high blood pressure, pregnant and nursing females. I hope this information has really helped you and you would now be able to pick the right cup of tea for your requirement. Keep listening to Nutri Mantra. Stay healthy. Bye-bye.